in the next chapter of Gemara, but Omer of Elazar. Elazar has given us his din, Omer Pesach Pesuach Matzasi Ne'emon La'osar Alav. Gemara clarifies that he's referring to a case of an Eishas Koyin or Eishas Ish, the Kobel Ba'avu Kiddushim Chusim Vashalosh, is only one Safek. The question, the analysis of the Sfek Sfeika will get back to tomorrow, Mirit Hashem. And the substance of the sugya is the sugya of Shavya and Nafshe Chaticha Disura that we discussed last week. And then the Gemara now analyzes Umi Omar Rabbi Elazar Hachi. Took an aside yesterday to discuss why the Gemara does not pursue the approach of Chazakas. The Gemara was invited to say, Va'omar B'Lazar, Umi Omar Rabbi Elazar Hachi. Is this correct that one that a Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disura creates an Isur? So the Gemara says, does that not go against Rabbi Elazar's statement? A Naisha Neseres Al Baila El Al Iske Kino Yustiro Ke Masa Shehoya. It is Bra Masa Shehoya Bekino Bestira Ve Va'od Mi Osrua El Ekasha Achika Omar. A Naisha Neseres Al Baila El Al Iske Kino Yustiro Mi Masa Shehoya De Lo Have Kino Yustiro Vela Yitzira. Mikol Mokim Kasha, Kina Yustira in Pesach Pasuach Loi. So Rabbi Elazar's statement is that a woman becomes Asura to her husband, as the Isur of a Zona is Vaya Kina Yustira. Kina Yustira, even though it only has an Eid Echad. Then the Gemara says, and clearly that's why David was not. Well, that's why David was mutter to marry Bathsheba, and that's why it wasn't an Easter to send Uriah back to Bathsheba as well. So she was not Osir to David and Melech as a boyel, and it was not Osir to Uriah as Baal. Because the Mises Nus that David had with Bathsheba was not Adidei Kinder Stira. The Gemara says, But if that's what Elazar meant, then it still does not accommodate our sugya. Because our sugya says that a woman can become Asura Labala via a Tainas Domim, via a Tainas Pesach Pasuach, Neman Lo Isra Lov. So how could Elazar say Neman Lo Isra Lov when Elazar said only via Kina Yastira? In other words, it would seem that the point of Rabbi Elazar, Eina Isha Neseres Al Baila, that a Maisis Nus, what's Rabbi Elazar saying? We know there's a din that a woman who's Mizana, an Eishas Ish who is Mizana, Torah says, V'nitma, that she becomes Asura Labal, Asura Laboyal, and Asura Latruma. All right? The statement that's the nakuda that I'm pursuing. The statement that Rabbi Elazar says, "Eina isha neseres al baila ella." So what Rabbi Elazar is apparently saying at first glance, what you're saying is the maskana, but just trying to explain Rabbi Elazar better. Rabbi Elazar is pointing out that in the sugya of Parsha Sota, so the Torah adds on Isura Ishus. Right? The parsha of Sota is the parsha of woman who's Mizana. Parsha of woman who is being accused by her husband being Mizana. So parsha is trying to verify the husband's tainus against his wife. But within the parsha, we learn this new Isur. In addition to the Isur of Isuri Arroyos and the Isurei Bilokol, Mamza the Sin and so on. So there's the Easter of a woman who violated the Easter of Eishes Ish. So this woman who violated, who was Mizana, so now she have new Isurim. she's also Labal, even though she's Mekudesh is to her Baal. She's Asura Laboyel, even if she'll no longer be an Eish Ish. So these new Isurim, the Torah is Megala to us in Venitma, in the Parsha Sota, that if the husband is correct in accusing his wife of being an Eish, of being Mezana, the Torah is pointing out to us, you should know there are new Isurim that you don't know from the Parsha of Achrim Vayis Kedosh. All right. Now, Rav Elazar is saying, Arthur is pointing out, Rav Elazar is saying, what do you know about this Isur? Well, L'chairam, we only know that a woman, that this new Isur, Asura Laboyel, Asura Labal, right? In other words, that she was Asura Laboyel as an Eishasish, that's Achrim Vayis Kedosh. But that she's Asura Labal, that's the Chiddush of Parshas Baal Lo Yisra, and that's the Noso, right? Noso. And the Surah Laboyel, even after she's no longer an Eishes Ish, that's the Parsha of Asota. So Belozer is saying, how are we understanding this new Iser of Isha Shemizan, of Isha Sota? So Belozer says, well, it's only Bikini Sira. It's only if she went through the process and the husband warned her and she violated her husband. He violated the suspicious husband. But Afal Pikein. Such a defiant Yetzer Hara to be with this. And then the Torah has, and in this situation, it'll even be Beidech. All right. So Beloza says this is the only situation. So our Gemara is saying, apparently not so. He can have Pesach Musuch Matzasi, Neman Lo Yisrael Olav, Neman Lo Yisrael Olav. Nemulaisal means that he's saying she's asura to me, b'teras isha shemizana. There's no kinyistira. That's gufa. So what Arthur is saying, that's gufa, what this Gemara is pointing out, that when Rabbi Lazar, we have to understand better how the same Rabbi Lazar could say, einay asur ela, and still say, pesa posuch matzasi. So the Gemara says, hachi kamre, isha neseres al ba'an, we have to be able, however we learn Pshat and Nisr, we have to be able to accommodate the sugya in Shabbos that kol mi she'omer David a melachata ein elatoya. How do we understand that David a melach presumably was with an Eishes Ish, and he ends up marrying Batshev afterward? So Gemara says, that was part of a Belozer statement. Again, the Omer Belozer and Isha Neseres al Baile Eliski Kinistira Ukimase Shehoya. In other words, there are two parshas in Tanakh that teach us the Iser of an Isha Mizana. One is the parsha of Sota, and the other is the parsha of David HaMelech and Batsheva. Parsha of Sota teaches us what creates the Iser. And the parsha about Shevet Darmel teach us when it doesn't create Easter. Okay, Maisa, the Gemara says, "V'tizra Maisa Shehoya Bikinu Yistir Habe." He said, "What's the Beloza talking about? That the second parsha is a good illustration of the first parsha. There's no Kinu Yistira. V'od Miyasrua. How can you read the sentence? Okay, Maisa Shehoya. She's a terrorist to him. Kol Mishomer Darachon in Elatoya." The Gemara says, Holy Kashem, Hachi Komar, and Isha Neseres El Baila, Elitzke Kinustira, Mimase Shehoya, Delayhave Kinustira, Valiyitzira. So that now everything is Musha beautifully. In order to have this new Easter of Osir Labal, Osir Laboyel, is only if I did Kinustira. And the Mase Shehoya didn't have Kinustira. It's Gemaldi. The Gemara says, we haven't figured it out yet. Why? Because Arab Eloza says, and there's another way she becomes a surah. Elaliske Mikol Mokim Kasha. Kina Ustira in Pesach Pesuach Loi. Veli Taimeich. So now the Gemara says, Kina Ustira in Edom Loi. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar was not giving us an exhaustive list of the ways that a person becomes of the Easter of Mizana, the Easter Sota. So Le'ola Da'atenu, right? Le'ola Da'atenu, even though the emes is, that would there be exeris akasav, we have to explain it, right? That the Iser Mizan is only Ade Kina Yustira, right? We could explain it. Kina Yustira is much more premeditated. It's much more an issue of a merida. The Gemara says, no, can't say that. Why? Because if an Isha is Mizanah, if they ate him, no. So you're going to tell me, Kina Yustira Nechon is less of a merida. She had, when she conducts herself with a long-term affair, that's less than Kina Yustira? Couldn't be. So it must be that Rabbi Lazar was not giving me an exhaustive list of the way in which the Torah imposes the Iser of a Saita. Elohi Kamar, Ein Isha Neseres al Baila Be'ed Echad Ela Bishnei Edem Vekinis Tira Fil Be'ed Echad Pesach Masuach Kishnei Edem Dami. So we are forced to learn Pshat in Rabbi Lazar that we have to put it all together. That Eina Isha Neseres al Baila Be'ed Echad. Rabbi Lazar's point was that the Chiddush ben Nitma in Kina Yustira was that apparently Kina Yustira can somehow replace the requirement of an Eid Echad. So we are understanding of Moloza to be saying that hidden in the Parsha Sota is not that a woman who was subjected to Kina Yustira of Afal Pikein, she was Mizana, that's the Zoyna Mura B'Toyra. No. The Zoyna Mura B'Toyra is the woman who conducts herself, who violates Eishas Ish, who violates the relationship with her husband. Eishas Ish. Any Eishas Ish is also Labal, also Laboyal. Eishas Ish was to Adam. Moses says the parsha of Kina Yustira is Megala to us that this Iser of Eishas Ish of Asur Lebel Baal can also be accomplished by Kina Yustira Beit Echad. The Gemara says, right now, so Rashi fills in one of the Ha'oras. So how are we so sure that, that the Iser of Eishas Ish is violated even outside of the context of Kina Yustira? So Rashi says, Eidim Loi, Bitmiya, Afilu Yesh Eidim Shizinsa, Shema Eino Neseres Bilai Kina Yustira. Rashi says, no, Voksiv, Kimot Soba Ervas Dovar, Va'od Holei Nispisa Asura. So the Gemara says, Rashi says, they can bring two rayas. One is that the parsha of Ged is kimotsu b'ervas dover. Ervas dover means, presumably, it doesn't mean that she is that she's an erva, because of the condition of Michal. Ervas dover means that's the parsha of Gittin, kikach ishisha. Umot ervas dover. The parsha of Gittin is introduced by this pasuk. Kimotsu, kikach ishisha, umotsu bo ervas, umotsu bo ervas dover. Couldn't be that she's an erva because of the condition of Michal. Right? So what's most of it must be something happened. So what's the erva stover which happens? The Gemara says the erva stover is that she was mizana with somebody. The Gemara says other possibilities. As Arthur was referring to before, the varim bishim. But you see that the motz of erva stover, the Chazal understood that to be that the violation of eishes ish in and of itself, without Kina Yustira, creates the Iser, and similarly Nispasam, the Gemara says that if she was Nenas, if she was Nensa, so then she's then there's no ramifications, except for a Kohen. But if she was not Nensa, the Gemara derives a Surah. So the Gemara says, "Ein Isha Neseres Al Baila Beidecha the Yolav Lo Dover Dover Mimomen." Rashi says that once we say "Ein Dover Sherepochos Mishnayim," Gemara Darshins that Kimotzuba Ervas Dover, and what's the pasuk of Dover Mimomen? A Pishnei Yakum Dover, I think. So these two halachas require shnei edim. So it must be shnei edim. Kina v'stira is afilu beit echad. Afilu ein betume elo eid echad neman. That the Gemara darshins. And now our Gemara says, and Pesach Pesuach is kishnei edim. Good, Arthur. So now your question. It's Raglayim Ledover, right? So Rabbi Elazar would say in Achanami that Raglayim Ledover, without any edos, would not create an isa. Right? But Rabbi Elazar is saying that one can create an isur al yedei vayam Pesach Pesuch Matzasi Neman lo isur olav. Does Pesach Pesuch Matzasi create an isur al aboyel? So we'll see the Tosfos in a moment. The Gemara says, V'chi teima, now how do we finish up Belozer? And Belozer says, Ein ishen neseres al baila, Ela b'shnei edem, Ela al iske kine v'sire beit echad, and Pesach Pesuach is k'shnei edem dami. Uke maise shoy, what's uke maise shoyye? V'chi teima ma'ise shehoya mipnei ma loy osrua. Right, the Gemara says, so why didn't David HaMelech, why wasn't he asura to Uriah, to Bathsheba, after Uriah was killed? So David HaMelech married Bathsheba, right? Shlomo HaMelech comes from Bathsheba. So why was Bathsheba muteris to him? What's the Gemara's kasha? There was no kina istira. Was it a Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, or was it Shnei Edim? What's the Neima Lo Yasrua? Hosam Oynes Habe. There, David HaMelech was Ma'aneser by virtue of him being a Melech. It wasn't Ma'aneser by virtue of him being a Melech, so she had the pacha not to be nichshol with him. So that was an oynes. So since it was an oynes, therefore, so the Yisrael of Boil falls off. The Yisrael of Ma'anes, right? V'iba Yisema. Ki hod dam Reb Shmuel ve Nachmein Reb Yenison kol a yoytze la melchom a veiz David get krisos koisim get krisos koisim lishtay goes a posse so again what's the Belozer's din the parish of Tomun in the parish of Sota hidden in the parish of Sota is the Easter of Avimizana the Easter of Sota Also the boy, also the bow. Rabbi Elazar says, what are the parameters of this Isur of Mizana? So Shnei Edim is never Poshut. Al Pi Shnei Edim Yochum Dover. Dover Dover Sheberba. Two Edim see a Mais is Nus. Two Edim see that an Eishas Ish is Mizana with Ploini. Eishas Ish becomes also the bow and also the Ploini. Good. Next. Kinei Vestir of Eidechot. All right, same thing. Kina v'stira with Edom, and an echad sees that she was nivalot to Ploini. All right, good. So now, vaiter she's also lebayl also lebal. Our Rabbi Elazar is now adding Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. So neman la isra olav, so aser lebal. There's no boil in this case. We don't know who the boil is. All right? Is it also the boil? The boil knows who he is. Not 2 aid and not 1 aid. Does the Pesach Pesuch make us the boil? No, Pashas Hashav Nefshach Nechad Yisura. Is it probably not? Probably not. Next, Gemara says, and how we mefarish David HaMelech. So David HaMelech, the Gemara says, why was David HaMelech mutter to marry Bathsheba afterward? The Gemara says, because either he's ma'aneser, all right, or because she was not an Eishes Ish. Why wasn't she an Eishes Ish? That's a discussion that there was some get that was that Uriah had given Bathsheba before they went to battle. Get the details of this parsha, that's a discussion in the Rishonim exactly how to understand Rashi. The pashas is kol ayetzel amalchemes beis David get krisos koise. The pashas is that before they went to battle, the men wrote Gidin and gave it to their wives. Pashas of the sugya is that they were megurashes, right? Otherwise, anything other than that makes it hard to understand how the how this would be matu Uriah, matu Bathsheba. That's the pashas, and the various statements that say that she was a suffolk, that they were suffolk ashesish, those are different. announcements, Chazal said that to limit Hefkerus, that the woman should not shouldn't begin wife swapping after every Mulchal. Right? So that's the and he couldn't be Machzik Mishos anyways, but it wouldn't not to have all sorts of have a Chavrusa tumult after every single battle. Right, so therefore they adjured people who would actually allow the family to fall apart after. Good? So that's the pashtus. Rashi here and Rashi in Bav Metzia says that the people who gave Gitin were people who didn't have children and had brothers-in-law and had brothers. Because then if the husband wouldn't come back... So then the there was a problem of Yibum. So they would subject the soldier's wife to Yibum. So as you know from the Tosfos and the Rishonim, the question Rashi is Kola Yitzel Lachama. It doesn't say Mi She Lohoye Loibonim and Kola Yitzel Lachama apparently would come to solve the problem of a person who's taken captive. So she shouldn't be an aguna. And let's say there were no Edom that a soldier lost their life. So it stands to reason that the point was not only to resolve the unusual circumstances of a childless couple where the husband goes to battle, but it stands to reason that it was to solve the possible situation of Aguna, of Igun, after every battle. So the Rishonim say, that's probably what Rashi meant to say. The lav davke im yomas b'mulchama, elo yumasten im lo yachzor min al mulchama. Again, a little bit difficult, because Rashi said over here, Rashi says it in Bava Metzia. It says, and then the question is exactly how was the get given? So was the get, so from Rashi it sounds like the get was given that it should be chal right before the person died. The soldier died. But Taisha says if that would be the case, it would not resolve the arsugis. Tosfos and the Rishonim point out that's in fact a machloikis tanoim. Whether the get was chal when the soldier went to battle, or the get was chal before the soldier was killed. And it could be that the two terutzim in arsugia of how was David HaMelech mutar with Bathsheba lines up with the two different approaches as to exactly how the get was given. Alright, but Yosef Mikol Zeh is that some get was given. Hayetz Mikol Zeh is that Bathsheba Machlaikis, was she an anusa or was she a pnuya? And either way, she was muteres to David HaMelech after Uriah died. Good? Ad kan. Now let's go back to look at this one line of Mipnei Ma Loi Asrua. Right, again, Rabbi Lozer's din is that the mizan that an isha soita, an isha zaynam, who violated HSH, asur labal boyel b'shnei edim, dover dover, al pi shnei edim yokum dover, and dover shebe erva doesn't become established without two edim. A get is not a get without two edim. Kiddushin is not a kiddushin without two edim. So Gemara says, and a zayna is not a zayna, that's two edim. Next, Torah is megala to us, kine stira v'edechad. Good. Torah is now megala, as an Rebbe Lozer is megala to us, Pesach Pesuach, Nemon lo, Shavya alei nafsh, Shavya nafsh chatiha dixur. Right? Either Nemon lo shtei edim, or mitaras neder. Now the Gemara says, and why is David off the hook? Why did David? Why was David allowed to marry Bathsheba? Either she was Nansa or she was a Pnuya. Good? Everything's good? The only thing is that isn't hard to understand is what's the Gemara's Kasha? Why should David himself become Oster to Bathsheba? Let's go through the three possibilities. Were there two Adam there? Tashtus, from the reading, the simple reading of the text, doesn't sound like it, right? Well, that's the tirutzim. That's the nakuda over here. Is Neimal Yisrua. So, what was the most kasha? To which we had to answer, she was muteris. So, the kina istira, no reason to assume it was kina istira. That would be very, very creative to get that into the psukim, right? Right. To say that Pesach Pesuch Matzasi was where's the Pesach Pesuch Matzasi? How do you get that into the Pesukim? All right. So her best bet is to get two Edim to the Pesukim. Right. So Rashi says, "Al Dov Sheri Edim Harbe Yod U." Right. Harbe Edim Yod U. Taisva says, "Pesach Bakuntris V'aloi Oisem Masa." The Eidim have the Ein and Nira. The Nehi the Yadula Rabbim have Shabio Shavio the Beisai. We call Mokum the Ro Kemakol Bishvoi Ferris. Shabif Nebele Odom Lishimish. Taisma says, what is Rashi talking about? Harbe Anoshim Yodu. Where's the Shnei Eidim? So Taisma says that the best we can do with Harry Eidim Harbe Yodu, the best we can do. Right? The best way of making sense of this Rashi is that if a woman goes in the king's house, people know about it. Right? The secret agents, the security personnel. A woman goes in the king's house, he's surrounded by people. Right? There's the paparazzi, all the people trying to figure out what's going on. Right? So, everybody knows. Woman goes into the king's house, stays for a while, goes out. All right. The people. So Tosfos says that's the best we can do for Rashi. Why did the Gemara say Neima Loi Asrua? The Gemara should have simply said there weren't any Edom there. To go through our Teretz Nensa, she got a get from Uriah, figure out how the get was given. Rashi Tosfos. Then what did he eat him? So Taisa says, and even he'll tell me that there were Edom that saw her coming and going, they wrote Kemakal Bishvei Feres. They didn't see with clarity. They didn't see the Maisa Biya. Benir Elevi, Lefaresh, Vim Toimar, the Pesach Pesuach Kishne Edom Domi, Amai Lo Yasuo Le David. The David have a idea ben vaday she nevalo. The Tosfos says no. This is tzuvas tefas on aleph. This is another din, another mechudish din that our sugya is teaching us. Omer Belazar, Omer Pesuzazi, Nemeli Sur La Israel. Taisha says, look at the Omer. What the Omer is saying is the Achidish Omer Belazar. Nemeli Israel Kishnei Edim. So now Belazar is saying Kishnei Edim, that means she's Mamish, she's Menitnova. That means she's a Surah Labal Laboyel. It was Kishnei Edim. So now we have a Galdi Akasha. If you're going to tell me Pesach Pesuch Matzos, it's called the Gemshan Nesun, you know? The Gemara, why is the Gemara discussing David HaMelech and Daf Tesman Ksuvis? Because we just learned the halacha of Pesach Pesuch Matzos. What does that mean? That means Rashi's Lashon. Harei Dover Borer Hu Loishen Nivala. So Tosfos is saying David HaMelech knew Dover Borer Loishen Nivala. So now how could David HaMelech marry Bathsheba? Because he knows that Pesach Pesuch Matzos again. What are the steps? Pesach is a chosen. Marries a girl. Says Pesach Pesuch Matzos. I think that I am the Baal of a Zoyna. If I'm the Baal of a Zoyna, she's a servant to me. Right? So we say Yitaka Shav Yam Shachit. It's two ways. Now Taisha is saying, so David HaMelech, he didn't say Pesach Pesuch Matzos. He said, he knows for sure that he's the boyel. If he knows for sure he's the boyel, so he should be a surah, so then Bashem is a surah the boyel. No? It's good? Not good? So Taisva says, the Alpha P Shaosat Shuvim Mikol Makoim Ikvam. So you'll tell me he did Shuvim, but they stayed married. They had Shlomo Melech. You'll tell me he was Nichshal. But we know he did Shuvah. So he did Shuvah, he did a Nisar. So when he did Shuvah, why didn't he divorce Bathsheba? So that's what we have to say. No, it was Ba'inus. Therefore, she was not a Surah Labal. The Mela apparently is not a Surah Labal. Right? And therefore, or she had a get. All right? So now, let's figure out why would Rashi not say what Tosfos is saying? Why would Rashi not say like Tosfos? You have two chidush from Tosfos. Go ahead. No? Rashi is a gewaldige. I would say a kasha, but we can see why would Rashi not say Tosfos Teretz. Because Tosfos made a leap of logic over here. What was the leap of logic? Let's go step by step again. Tosfos says, Pesach Pesuch Matzosi Neman Lo Yisra Olav. So Pesach Pesuch Matzosi is Kishnei Edim. Right? What does that mean? That means the Chosson says, I think I married a Zoynam. Right? If I married a Zoynam, that means she was Nila to a Boyel, and she's also the Boyel and the Baal. I'm the Baal. Right? Pesach Pesuch Matzosi means I have Shnei Edim, that she was nivelous to some boil and never also to me. Good. Now Tosha says, David HaMelech didn't say Pesach Pesuch Matzosi. David HaMelech was Mezana with Bathsheba. Gifi Pshuta Shul Mikra, right? Mezana with Bathsheba. So Tosha says, so he knows he was Mezana with Bathsheba. So he had Pesach Pesuch. Right? So therefore what? So he's the boyel. So therefore, he should become a surah. She should become a surah to him. So Moshe, just one second. When we said Pesach Pesuch is Nemu Kishnei Edim, that's because of Shaviyah and Nafshech Dechel Yisurah. That's because we don't really know whether she was Nivelas. We don't know if she was an LS, when she was an Arusa, or when she was a Pnuya. We know there's a Sofek, he's a Koyin. So if she's an LS, then the Suralo. If he's not a Koyin, so then it's a Sofek if it's a B'Oins V'Rotzim. But Shavi Nefesh Dichel Yisura. He is Nemonos. Take the Neder case. He's been Kabbalah upon himself that this woman is a is a Zayna. No. So he has to be, so he's a Surah. He's also a Surah. Right? David HaMelech was not Shav Neshech Lili Surah. He wasn't Mekabel anything. So where's the Isur Zayna? The Isur Zayna is either because there were two Aden, the son of the Maisid Biya, or the Isur Zayna was because it's Kinis of Erecha. Over here, where is the Isur Zayna? No, Sammy?
Theoretically,
yeah, but he didn't.
Right.
Good,
so
okay?
Right.
It's 2:27. So let's. Forget Malchus right now. No, Malchus does not seem to affect. Malchus is the fact that he's manus. That's what created the onus, right? He didn't see. He wasn't Shem Nashi Lizera. No. No. What did you say?
The Marjorie said before, Pesach Pesach Kishnei. So
yeah.
It seems like the determining factor is the Vadas on that side of the person.
Yeah, so.
Here, so David HaMelech knew that he was born. So she's also.
So Tosis is saying that Pesach Pesach Kishnei Edim means Pesach Pesuach is a dover borulah, like Rashi says, right? Kamash Malon, that he knows Pesach Pesuach, that he has enough yediyas. So dover borul, the point of Pesach Pesuach is dover borul huloi, that she was mezana. All right? So now it creates a suffix, and he wants to get out of giving. He really believes it. He doesn't want to pay the ksuba. Ein adam teveach besudem afsida. So he's sure of it. So shavia nafshe. David HaMelech is also sure that he was mezanet Batsheva. In other words, what Gal is saying, Rebbe Lozer, apparently Tosus is saying, that Rebbe Lozer is saying that it's the Maisev Bia alone which creates the Isur Labal and Isur Laboyo. I need two Edim in case it's contested. I need Kini Vesimet Echon in case it's contested. But if it's not contested, if it's not argued, if everybody's on the same page that this Maisev Bia took place, it's a Surah. It's the Maisev Bia that creates the Isur Labal, Isur Laboyo. So Tosfos is saying, so he knows. You know, there's Pesach Pesuch Matzosi. Pesach Pesuch Matzosi, according to the way Tosfos is learning Pshat, Neman Lo Isur Olav, not Tzarechin, is because of Shav Yashat Chetich Leisur. Pesach Pesuch Matzosi, Neman Lo Isur Olav, because Kishnei Edim, he knows Vada, she was Mezana. Right? So Tosfos fits in pretty well, no? What would Rashi say to say to Tosfos? What does Rashi have to say? Shereidim Arba Yodu. What does Rashi have to say? Eidim Arba Yodu. Rashi should say, Ayin Le'el. I just told you. Hare Dover Boru Hu Loi Shenev Allah. So Rashi should say the same thing. Ma Lo Yisrua. Hare Dover Yodu Shebolem. So why does Rashi say, well, you know, had to be Edom around. Not only that, but Rashi has to, where's the Edom? They didn't see a Maisa Biyah. No, Sam.
Rashi, who's all about the Dharm, would say that him not saying anything just because of Borlo doesn't mean any Nedir is established. And for that brings a shout out to what the Tosfos.
Whoa. So why does Rashi say, Hare Edom Farkeret? According to you, Rashi should say, Hare Dover Baruch Loi. No. V'gam Neser al V'lachay Neser.
Nothing ended up happening. The
kid ended up
saying, so the best he could do is say.
So why does Rashi say, the Gemara should say, no, but they didn't see anything. The Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara says, you attack her right. She had to get. No, what would you say? David can't be usher unless Uri is usher. The Iser Lebal creates the Iser Leboyo. Now, how can you make a raya for that? No, raya brura. Okay, that I'm not sure you're referring to. But how do you bring raya from the Gemara? If I think it's probably correct. For the din of Nansa, Oynas. Right? Din of, why does the din of Oynas make her mutter to the boil? If he seduced you, also. If he raped you, mutter. No? Very strange. What's the Emma says? Because if he seduced you, then she was Mizana and then she's also Labal. So maybe she's also Laboyo. But if she was Nansa, she's not also Labal. Not also Laboyo. Right now, so one Ha'ora is that what do you say? You're saying that the Edom were for Uriah. But that means that the idea of David and Melech alone is not making Osifer. So that's what I'm leaving you with, all right? I didn't get into the answer yet. What's Pshat and Rashi? Why does Rashi not say what Tosfos is saying, that Kishnei Edom Domi means that they have, he has Yediyah Berura, like Tosfos says. Rashi insists there's got to be Edom there. And the Edom are provided, and I don't need Edom of Makul B'Shoferes. And the Edom, no. No. Mahezra Adover. Okay.